بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يرضى عن العبد أن يأكل الأكلة فيحمده عليها أو يشرب الشربة فيحمده عليها. رواه مسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has mentioned Allah Ta'ala is pleased with that servant of his who eats some food, and then he praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Or he drinks something, and he praises Allah ta'ala for it. It's such a simple action. All of us doing it all the time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we eat anything or we drink anything. One morsel of food we eat, a sip of water we take, and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes happy. So we want the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are satisfying our own desires, we're eating and drinking. All what is required from us is to say Alhamdulillah. And it was common amongst our elderly people that before when they used to eat, they would encourage the family members to say Bismillah when eating. And after eating, it was common that all would say Shukr Alhamdulillah. Unfortunately today, hardly anybody says Bismillah when they eat. Hardly anybody praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the eating or after eating. Inshallah, we must try and bring again the sunnah in our homes, and especially with our youngsters, and when we're eating, taking a sip of water, Alhamdulillah. After eating, Alhamdulillah. There are many masnoon du'as for eating. Many, many du'as. And we are depriving ourselves by not learning this du'a, so at least reading these du'as or teaching these du'as to our children. So we should try and learn these masnoon du'as. All these masnoon du'as are available. And inshallah, when we do this simple action, this is one of the ways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the good deeds we mentioned, this is one deed that if a person does, this is will make him please Allah Rabbul Izzat. On Abi Musa radiallahu anhu, anil Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal ala kulli muslimin sadaqah. This hadith came previously also. It is incumbent upon every Muslim to give charity, to give sadaqah. قَالَ أَرَيْتَ إِلَّا لَمْ يَجِدْ. So somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform us, tell us, if a person does not have any means to give charity, he's poor, he doesn't have anything. قَالَ يَعْمَلُ بِيَدَيْهِ. That he must work with his hands. فَيَنْفَعُ نَفْسَهُ. So when he does some work, he does some work, and then he will gain some money, he will benefit himself, and whatever remaining he has, ويتصدق, then the remaining money he must give charity. So it's simple, a person goes out, he works, he earns some money, and he's going to benefit himself, he's going to eat, he's going to be able to live, and the little bit extra that the person has or he saves, with that he must give charity. قال أرأيت إن لم يستطيع. The Sahabi asked Rasulullah SAW, if the person even cannot do this, he has absolutely nothing. Maybe he can't even find some job. قَالَ يُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ. Okay, then he should try and assist some needy person who is in distress in whatever way possible. Sometime a person has lost his way. He does not know where to go. He does not know the direction. So you help that person. Any person who is in some pain, suffering, you assist that person. So you can assist the person physically. So يُعِينُ ذَا الْحَاجَةِ الْمَلْهُوفِ. Malhoof means a person who is in distress, he's parishan. ذَا الْحَاجَةِ, he's in need, so you assist him. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ. So Sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah SAW, if I'm unable to do even this, قَالَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَبِالْخَيْرِ. Then just command some good words, kind, tell somebody some kind words, command somebody or teach somebody or advise somebody to do some good work. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِن لَمْ يَفْعَلْ. If I cannot even do this now, قَالَ يُمْسِكُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ فَإِنَّهَا صَدَقَةٌ. Then the last thing at least you can do, you can hold back your evil from others. Don't harm any other person. This much every person can do. You can't command any person with any good. You can't advise any person with any good. You can't help a distressed person. You can't do any work and give some sadaqah. You don't have any means to give sadaqah. Then at least يُمْسِكُ الشَّرِّ. That you pull back your evil from others. Don't harm any other person. So this was the last hadith in this chapter. It was a long chapter. in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned various deeds from ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about doing various good deeds in which a person can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is not just one way that a person reaches Allah Rabbul Izzat. The aturuq, it's a plural of tariq. Tariq means road. So turuq means the roads of khair. In that we had just very briefly recap the very first hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was asked that which action is the best. Rasulullah said, Iman billah and striving in the path of Allah. And then Rasulullah encouraged about freeing a slave. And in that particular hadith, in the very first hadith, Rasulullah even encouraged a person to help somebody in his work, to عِينُ صَانِعًا. Somebody is making something, he's manufacturing something. So you assist him in that. Or you help an unskilled person. A person does not know how to do it himself. He doesn't have the skill, the knowledge. So you assist him in doing something that he requires. And then in the same hadith, Rasulullah was asked, if a person is unable to do this, similar to what we did today, then Rasulullah had mentioned that you pull back your evil from people, from your harm from people. You don't harm any person. And then of course we did that every joint in the body, 360 joints we have, for each joint there is a sadaqah, and the simple procedure was, method was, that you see Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. All these tasbihat, one Subhanallah you say, so you are giving one sadaqah from, of each joint. And even more easy than all this, person can say 360 times Subhanallah, it will suffice. But even if you just read two rakat salatul duha, that is shah salat, then it will suffice all the sadaqah for the day for your 360 joints. So around 10 o'clock, 10:30, two rakat salatul duha, besides many other virtues it has, then this one important aspect is that the sadaqah that is incumbent for your 360 joints for the day, you have fulfilled the sadaqah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then commanding good and prohibiting evil, all these things were mentioned. A person plants a tree and the fruit that is born from the tree, any, if you give that to the poor, to the needy, any person consumes from there, even if somebody steals from there, then too are you getting sadaqah. The birds that are eating from there, some insects, some animal eats from there, you are getting this reward of charity. If you feed a hungry animal, then too you are getting charity, sawab. We did the hadith of the lady who gave that thirsty dog water to drink. So then she was forgiven. It may be a simple action, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely great. Even some dirt we find in the masjid. So the hadith had mentioned a twig, or a small straw, a leaf, and you remove it from the masjid, then too that is very appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like this, we did so many other hadiths. Yesterday we did about giving as a loan your goat for somebody else to drink the milk. So the person drinks the milk and he gives back the goat. So in other words, you are sharing whatever you have. You are helping a person who is needy in any way possible. Sometimes you can't even do this. Then tell him one kind word, especially to somebody who is feeling very low, his distress, and you lift up his spirits. That too is sadaqah. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal in all his ahadith. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.